Physical security measures. Physical security needs to be applied to transportation, warehousing, information, and logistics employees and contractors. Are all of the basics covered? Are doors and containers kept locked and fences secure? Do people have to badge in? Lax security procedures or lax enforcement of policy endanger not only theft, but counterfeiting, smuggling, illegal border crossing, and terrorism. Physical security also supports information security. In addition to cybersecurity, any physical paperwork in use for logistics also needs to be secured. It is important that only authorized individuals have knowledge of the contents of shipments or what is currently in inventory. Similarly, mobile devices and IT hardware assets need physical security measures. Physical security needs to address the following areas: secure zones of a facility, entry controls, equipment security, utility security, audits and regular reviews of security. Physical security needs to include preventive measures such as pre-employment background checks and staff training on security procedures. Checks and balances are also vital, such as supervisor approval for certain transactions to prevent fraud. Physical security can rely on technologies such as the Internet of Things, IoT, telemetry, radio frequency identification, RFID, smart cards, or blockchain for chain of custody assurance. Transportation security and warehouse security are discussed more next. Transportation security. Transportation security should involve security procedures such as validating driver credentials when tendering loads, as well as technology solutions such as GPS systems, geofencing technology, and IoT systems that can detect when container doors have been opened, whether cargo is present, or if container locks slash seals have been tampered with. Geofences are GPS trackers that provide an immediate alert to the logistics professional if a vehicle goes outside of a specific transportation zone. IoT devices can also be stored in the cargo so as to create a notification if light is detected in the payload area when it should be sealed and dark. Temperature sensors can also be used to detect if doors are opened. Rapid response is required when security exceptions are detected, or the information will have little value in preventing thefts. In addition, organizations can join cargo theft data sharing networks such as CargoNet or the Pharmaceutical Cargo Security Coalition. All collected data should be used to create an audit trail for chain of custody purposes and to enable machine learning and analytics on loss rates to develop security profiles for efficient and effective deployment of security assets. Thieves can be quite sophisticated when it comes to the theft of trucks or trailers. Often they will steal trailers, or they will steal a truck and a trailer, but transfer the trailer to another truck to reduce the risk of it being tracked. They may also have their own warehouses for storage. Another tactic in the age of remote location services is to steal a truck and leave it unattended on a roadside to see if anyone shows up to claim it. If it is not disturbed, they then deduce that the truck is not being tracked and drive off with it. Would-be thieves will also take pictures in case facilities and test their security defenses, so apparent false alarms may not be false alarms at all, but a criminal probing the defenses of a facility. In addition to protecting against loss of goods, transportation security needs to look out for the vehicles and drivers. Policy should always put the driver's safety first, such as by not offering any resistance. Security responses for parked vehicles include locking them and securing vehicle keys away from the vehicles. The vehicles themselves can also be secured, such as by using solid doors rather than doors with windows in the back and having a bulkhead between the driving area and the cargo. For trucks with detachable trailers, a kingpin lock can prevent the trailer from being attached to a truck, as shown in Exhibit 8-21. Air brake valve locks prevent the brakes from being disengaged. Security systems with cameras, vehicle immobilization, and satellite or mobile tracking are also best practices. Exhibit 8-21, kingpin lock attached to a trailer's kingpin. For on-the-road safety, one response is to load trucks on trains for parts of a journey, particularly in countries with a high risk of hijacking, especially when the driver's sleep time can be scheduled during the piggyback part of the trip. This reduces the risk of driver fatigue and the risk of noncompliance with laws on driver's hours of operation. Other responses include traveling in convoys, changing routes, keeping vehicles moving as much as possible, using safer routes or alternate modes of travel, and contacting the police rather than offering roadside assistance for stalled vehicles. Security may also involve doing some research on the types of goods a given carrier transports. For example, one truck containing shampoo was hijacked and then left on the roadside with its load intact because the thieves were expecting to find flat-screen TVs, which was another common load for the same carrier. If you are moving goods with high street value, you can use non-descriptive packaging or opaque shrink wrap. Warehouse security. Warehouse security requires secure zones, entry controls, equipment security, utility security, and regular reviews and audits as mentioned earlier. High-intensity lighting around dock areas and motion detectors throughout the warehouse are best practices. Exhibit 8-22 shows a secure fence that includes a camera and motion detector system. Warehouse security is a necessary protection against pilferage, which could be perpetrated by unknown criminals or opportunists or by workers or drivers. For this reason, security depends almost as much on having a proper set of checks and balances as it does on physical barriers such as fences and gates or cages in restricted areas. Exhibit 8-23 shows a restricted area warning sign. Regular warehouse security audits, such as CTPAT compliance in the U.S., can greatly reduce warehouse risks. Exhibit 8-22. Secure fence with camera and motion detector. Exhibit 8-23. Restricted area warning sign.